Blog Talk Radio.
I'm glad I know you.
Now for all of you that are out there listening,
I'm glad you know me.
I need you just to close your eyes. And I need you to think about your personal relationship with the Father right now. How good he's been.
We're one big family.
And family, let's just give God praise. It's time to worship. Oh, lift up. Lift up holy hands. Oh, you've been so good to me. All because Jesus. Oh, I need a witness up in here.
This is your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Patrick Medlock. Before we bring Brother Medlock on the air, I'd like to open the line for prayer requests. If you have a request at this time, please press the number one on your phone. And when the last four digits of your number are called, state the name and need of the individuals for whom you are requesting prayer. Caller 6371, state your request.
Yes, thank you. Good morning. I just want to come on and ask for prayer for Traveling Grace. Those who are who's going to be on the road for the holiday. I travel every day to work, so I'm just asking for traveling grace on a daily basis, and also for everybody on the call, for the Clark, LeGrand, and the Baker family, and also keep my niece Anita in your prayers. Thank you.
Thank you. It is my request today, as in every day, that you all please continue praying for each other, pray for every single family represented on this call, that God bless us all in ways that we stand in need of. And now, our words of encouragement, will be presented by Brother Patrick Metlock, entitled Mood Music. I ask you to stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us on today. Immediately following the message, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Metlock, you are on the air.
Thank you, Danielle, and I bring you greetings from the Spring Hill Road Church of Christ in Tallahassee, Florida, where it all comes together spiritually. Thank you, Danielle, for what you do every day on my day as well as Monday through Friday overall. Thank you, Brother Bradshaw, for sharing this forum and for continuing to sponsor this ministry. And I thank each and every one of you, both the group that is on the Blog Talk Radio, as well as those that may be joining us on Facebook Live or may be viewing this video via the archive at a later date. We just bring you greetings, and we're thankful and not taking for granted that you're taking time out of your busy schedule first thing in the morning to be a part of this particular ministry and program. Mood music. Some of you might say, well, okay, Brother Metlock has lost his rocker. He's still supposed to be just preaching and doing a devotional. And so he's not supposed to be any type of DJ. Danielle has already played us some mood music to begin the devotional. Spiritual. So what are you doing, Brother Metlock? Well, just hear me out for a second, because I think, you know, we're a couple of days before Thanksgiving. Some of us are in a good mood, maybe because of what the GSA did yesterday evening and finding granting Biden access to the systems and to the government structures that many say that he should have already had. And some of us may not be in a good mood because maybe we don't agree with that particular move. Some of us are in a, you know, maybe in a funk because we still got another couple of days to work. Some of us may even have to work on Thanksgiving or the day after or work through the weekend, whereas others of us may already be off or today is your last day of work, which is my situation. Others of us may have some circumstances that are going on because of the pandemic and how that we're having to deal with the sickness and illness either via ourselves or others. Some of us may be dealing with the traveling plans, as has been already stated, that you're either getting ready to go or you are getting ready to receive various individuals, and that can cause and have its own level of trepidation and its own level of stress. And so many of us might be in various different circumstances and moods during this particular time. I'm not a DJ. I'm not going to get out of my lane and try and become one. But as I stay in my lane and I continue to play the role as minister and proclaimer of God's word, I offer to you as something to reflect on today and maybe for the rest of the week, a section in the book of Psalms that is targeted as that has been tagged and labeled as book 4 of the book of Psalms. They include Psalm number 90 through Psalm number 106. And one commentator described the book of this section as a section that places the brokenness of the world into the human mortality in the context of God's sovereignty. None of us is able to make our own life, let alone the whole world, as it should be. We suffer, and we cannot shield those we love from suffering. Yet God remains in charge, and our hope for all things to be put right rests in him. Considering that 2 days from now is Thanksgiving, I'd like to reference some deals in that book 4 that I think may help with the mood that you might have. Because dare I remind you that the book of Psalms is really a book of songs. Each of these are songs that were sung, that were composed by various people, either David or Asaph, who was a Levite that that worked under David, and then various others. You'll see one or two from David, one or two from Moses, from Solomon, and various others that might chime in with one or two. So it's a book of songs. So that's a little bit different than reading a narrative or reading a prophecy or some other type of proclamation or a listing of history like some of the books are. This is referencing aspects of history, but they are, instead of it being God declaring these things through these words, it's man expressing his faith as a homage to God. So in looking at that particular fact, these songs were used at certain times to actually promote a particular, dare I say, mood that people who were professing themselves to be children of God would actually proclaim and actually show. So I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, and brothers and sisters, that the Psalm 90 through 106 book within the book of Psalms is something that you should reference. Look at some of the passages that are there. You can really go right to Psalm number 90, where you may hear the familiar refrain, Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were born, or you gave birth to the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. And then you guys oftentimes will reference verse 10. As for the days of our life, they contain 70 years, or if due to strength, 80 years. Yet their pride is but labor and sorrow, for soon it is gone, and we fly away. It kind of lets us know that we need to be thankful for what we have on today. And I tell you this much, I'm a person that these days, when I have an opportunity to do something today, I'm thanking God for the opportunity to do it today. And I know that tomorrow is not promised to me. Look at passages like in Psalm number 95 and verse number 1. The Bible says, oh, come, let us sing for the joy of the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. So the whole idea of Psalm 95 is put forth right there at the beginning, that if you're singing this song and you're making the acknowledgement that you are having joy in the Lord, he is indeed the reason why you've been rescued. He is the reason why you have been saved. And when you know that, you come before his presence. You look forward to the opportunity to worship him, and you do it with the operative word in verse 2, thanksgiving. Look at Psalm 96 and verse number 1, where the Bible says, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Look at verse 9 of that same psalm. Worship the Lord in holy attire. Tremble before him all the earth. The idea of the mood that these words share is something that is all so powerful. 97 and verse number 12. Be glad in the Lord, you righteous ones, and give thanks to his holy name. Many of people are downgrading and asking for 2000 to be over. As I recall, 2020 to be over. As I recall, some of you said the same thing about 2019. And if I were to dig, some of you might have said the same thing about 2018 and 2017 and going forward. And, you know, there's no denying that 2020 definitely was a different year. But I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, and I say to you, brothers and sisters, that even in 2020, you can be glad in the Lord and you can give thanks to his holy name. If you think about it, you'll find that the list of things to be thankful for is still longer than the things to not be thankful for. Look at Psalm number 100. We've referenced it, but it's a really powerful Thanksgiving psalm. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful singing. Know that the Lord himself is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Thanks to him. Bless his name, for the Lord is good. His love and kindness is everlasting, and his faithfulness to all generations. And I don't have time to reference Psalm 103, but Psalm 103 and the first, I'm going to say the first six verses, and even you can even go down to verse 8. Look at verse 13, 14, 17, 20 through 22. All of those verses can help set the mood to let you know that you have a lot to be thankful for if you just reflect on the sovereignty of God. Father in heaven, I want to thank you for yet another opportunity to be able to give you glory. There are various ones that are going, preparing to travel, or preparing to receive travelers. The sister asked for prayers for Anita, and her and Danielle both asked for prayers for various families, and that everybody in the call receive a blessing. Thank you for Grace Nurture. Thank you for the Grace for You Church of Christ. Thank you for the Spring Hill Road Church of Christ and others and other circumstances that might exist. Please be with those that are sick and afflicted. I got a message from somebody who was up late saying that they, you know, had a dream and wanted me to have a discussion with them. Lord, if I'm blessed to have that discussion, let me be able to guide that particular person in an appropriate and proper way. Father, just help us to be able to be everything that we need to be to the people that we need to be those things to. Help us to say the things we need to say. Help us to do the things that we need to do. Because, again, you have made us beings that we should be thankful that you are allowing us to borrow your breath. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.